school teacher had been teaching her second grade class about magnets.
有一个二年级的老师在课堂里头教他们有关磁铁的一个课程。
After she gave them a review test about magnets.
那么上完课之后给他们一个复习一个测验。
One of the questions was, my name has six letters. The first one is M.
其中有一个问题是我的名字我的全名有六个英文字母第一个字母是 M。
I pick up things. What am I?
我可以拾起东西来。我是谁?
When the test papers came back, the teacher was surprised that only half of her students wrote down magnets.
把考卷拿回来之后,老师很惊讶地发现只有一半的学生回答了这个问题,用一个正确的答案是那个磁铁。
While the other half of the class wrote down mother.
但是另外一半的学生呢却把这个答案拿回来是讲母亲这个字英文
pretty correct to me
这个英文字母亲看起来也是一个正确的答案
so praise the Lord for all our mothers
所以我们为所有做母亲的今天在这里感谢神
who have picked us up as babies crying in the night
我们还是婴孩的时候夜里哭醒了是妈妈把我们抱起来
Who picked us up as children falling down?
我们是小孩的时候跌倒了，是妈妈把我们扶起来。
Who picked up after our mess, our toys, our dirty clothes?
是我们母亲在房子里头把地上的玩具、脏衣服、一大堆的凌乱的东西把它拾起来。
Who also picked up the pieces of our lives when things fall apart?
当我们失意、一切的事情破碎的时候，也是母亲来收拾后果。
My name has six letters.
我的全名有六个字母。
The first is M.
第一个字母是 M.
I pick up things.
我拾起东西来。
Thank you, mothers.
谢谢你做母亲的。
You are indeed a magnet.
你的确是那个有能力的磁铁。
Happy Mother's Day.
愿你母亲节非常的愉快。
We should never underestimate the power of love to sustain us in times of crisis and trouble.
我们不可以低估在危机在困境当中那个爱所给我们带来的帮助和承担的一个能力
To know that it was all intended for a higher purpose is very consoling
我们知道那个苦难的经历有一个更高的目的那是一个安慰
To be secure that someone loves us no matter what that's empowering that's life transforming
我们知道无论在任何情况之下有那么一个人来爱护我们是一个非常能够让我们生命的改变的能力的一个经历。
A mother's love and a father's love can last a lifetime.
母亲的爱、父亲的爱可以持续一生。
But it is God's love that lasts for eternity.
但是神的爱可以持续到永恒。
Our passage for this morning is Romans chapter 8.
今早的经文是从罗马书第八章取出来的。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
请大家翻开罗马书第八章。
Now verse 28 is often quoted whenever there is an unfortunate tragic circumstance.
第八章第二十八节常常是在有很大的悲难的一个情况之下我们会引用的一节经文。
After failing an exam, after losing a job.
当我们在考试失败或我们失去工作的时候。
After rejection, after a terrible accident.
当我们被人拒绝，或者当我们出了一个很大的意外的时候。
After fire destroys a home.
当火把我们的房子烧掉的时候。
After the worst day in a modern America, 911.
当我们经历到9月11号那样子的一个悲剧的时候。
After acquiring a debilitating illness.
当我们得到一个让我们瘫痪的病症的时候。
I cannot make sense why.But God has a purpose.
我没有办法明白这一切发生的目的，但是神却有他的目的。
I cannot carry this alone, but God will help me carry me.
我不能单独的承担，但是神可以帮助我来承担。
The Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵与我们同在。
We are not alone.
我们不是孤单的。
In Him we have our confidence.
在他里面，我们发现我们找到自己的信心。
The Apostle Paul writes,
那么这就是保罗使徒向信徒所写的。
Romans chapter 8, 28.
罗马书第八章第28节.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他旨意被造的人。因为他预先知道，预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又召他们来；所召来的人，又称他们为义。
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? And He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is He that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
第31节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？ 谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是？
Romans, and especially this passage, is so full and rich of theological truth.
这一段罗马书的经文充满了神学的一些真理。
We can investigate the doctrine of predestination.
我们可以去调查研究那个预定论。
Or the doctrine of justification being made right.
或那个有关称义的教义。
Or the ordo salutis, which is the order of salvation.
或者那个得救的程序论。
But I regret this morning that we will barely touch the surface of this deep well.
然而很抱歉，今天早上我们只能够触及那个表皮。God
has already blessed us this morning with a great sermon through the testimonies.
今天早上神已经借着那两个很好的见证，预备了一篇讲道。It
is said that the best sermons are not those that are spoken, but those that are lived out.
有人说呢，最好的讲道不是讲出来道，而是那些活出来的道。God
is good and His love is unfailing.
神是美善的。 他的那个爱是永不止息的。
In each testimony, I am amazed at God's plan.
每一个见证，我都非常的惊讶，发现神有那样的计划。
How God would use a chain of different teens, our teens, to lead David to Christ.
可以用一系列的青少年的朋友们，我们自己中间的一些青少年来引导David能够接受主。
And how God's love surrounded the Lin family through the power of His Word and through caring brothers and sisters.
我们也看到，借着神的话语的那个能力，借着弟兄姐妹的祷告，神把他的爱包围在林家一家人身上。To
God be the glory.
我们把荣耀都归给神。God
is working in our midst.
神实在是值得敬拜的。
And I know these two testimonies are merely a sample of the many stories we have in our midst.
我们知道这两个见证只是在我们中间很多的一些见证的一些榜样。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
These two things I urge you to remember next time you face a pivotal crisis in life.
我想督促各位记得两件事情，下次当你接受到这些困境的时候，你记得两件事情。
Here's the passage in a nutshell.
这是这一段经文里头一个总结。Despite
my circumstance, my future is secure because number one, God has a wonderful plan for me.
不管我目前的情况是怎么样，不管我的未来是有确据的, 第一，因为神有一个很美妙的一个目的。
And number two, God's love cannot be separated from me.
第二，神的爱不会让我隔绝。
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
我们知道万事神都叫他互相效力。
It does not say here that nothing bad will happen.
并没有说坏的事情不会发生。
Neither does it imply that a terrorist attack or illness is a good thing.
也没有说这些恐惧的恐怖分子的攻击和疾病是好的事情。
God Himself is good and void of evil.
神他自己是美善的，他里头没有任何的邪恶。
And God can take all the harsh, inexplicable, incomprehensible events in our lives to shape our priorities and mold our character.
神可以借着那些在我们生命中发生的很难解释、很难明白的一些事情，来改变我们生命上的一个先题，来改变我们的那个性格。
And to ultimately accomplish His divine purpose, which is making us more like Jesus Christ.
也在这个过程里头完成他最高的一个目的，是让我们能够效法耶稣基督的模样。
Nothing ever happens off of God's radar screen.
天下所发生的事情没有一件是超过神所预见的。
He foreknew it.
神所预先见到的。
And He will use it for our good and for His glory.
而他借的那些事情来建造我们，也为他的荣耀来显明他。
Jeremiah 29:11.
耶利米书第29章第11节。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是事平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
God is definitely at work.
神的确在万事上头效力。
And we happen to be His long-term project.
而我们却是他那个长期的工作计划之一。
Becoming a Christian does not exempt us or insulate us from pain and suffering.
成为一个基督徒并不能够使我们免于这一切的苦难。
In fact, it may invite quite the opposite.
实际上正好相反。
We are predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
我们是他预先所定下来效法他儿子的模样。
Our predestiny or our destiny is to be like Christ.
神所为我们预备的那个终极的目的是要我们能够更像耶稣。
Which may include sharing in His sufferings.
那么也包括像耶稣那样子经历那些苦难。
After all, Christ was despised, rejected, scorned, and suffered.
的确，耶稣基督曾经经历过被弃、被拒绝、被嘲笑。那样子的一个受苦的经历。
Early in the school year, our senior high youth covered a unit on the persecuted church.
在前半年，我们的高中生一起来研究有关世界各地教会被迫害的一个情况。
That was a reality check.
实在是让我们睁开眼睛看到真相。
Because we are young and live in America and enjoy religious freedom and life's comforts.
因为我们年轻人住在美国，我们享受信仰的自由和生活的舒适。
We can't imagine the dreadful suffering that brothers and sisters are enduring around the world.
我们很难想象主里弟兄姐妹在世界各地所面对的那些迫害。
Did you know that since the death of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, 43 million Christians have become martyrs.
你知道从耶稣基督2000多年前受难之后，有43万基督徒成为基督教受难的。
And over 50% of this was in this past century alone.
那么在过去这一个世纪里，有 50%， 就是那4300万基督徒里头，有一半是在过去这一个世纪里头。
Did you know that every day more than 200 million Christians face persecution?
你知道每一天有两亿的基督徒要面对那个迫害。
And 60% of these are children.
那其中有 60% 是小孩子。
Did you know that every 3.5 minutes a Christian loses his life for the belief in Jesus Christ?
你知道每三分半钟就有一个基督徒为了他的信仰而失去生命。
That's 400 a day.
相当于一天有400个基督徒。
Those persecuted in prison and facing death sentences testify and praise God for His love.
那些在监狱里头被迫害、面对死刑的人，却为了神对他的爱、基督在他身上的一个目的，见证、赞美神。
They thank Jesus for their purpose in life.
他们谢谢耶稣，因为他在他们身上的那个目的。
And our suffering hardly compares.
我们所受的苦实在是很难跟那样的苦来比较。
They need our fervent prayers.
我们需要很热心的祷告。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
The question should be really asked here.
那么这个问题我们要问自己的。
Do you love God?
是我们爱神吗？
I mean, do you really love God?
我是说你真正的爱神吗？
This is a pivotal question.
这是一个关键性的问题。
Because if you do not love God,
因为如果你不爱神，
the whole sequence of assurances are not for you.
那么圣经上这一系列的保证就与你无关了。
But only those who truly love God and have trusted and placed their trust on Christ alone, these assurances are true.
只有那些真正的爱神，把他们的信仰建立在耶稣的身上，这些人才能够有这些确据。
If you love Him, you are called.
你爱神，你就是那被造的。
It indicates that God foreknew you.
也就显明出神事先知道你。
God predestined you.
神事先为你定下了。神呼召了你。
God justified you.
神让你称义。
God glorified you.
神让你得荣耀。
God is for you.
神在那里帮助你。
Christ has died for you.
耶稣基督为你而死。
Christ now lives and intercedes for you.
耶稣基督为你复活，在那里为你祷告。
Christ loves you inseparably.
耶稣基督那种不让你隔绝的爱。
The whole sequence of events.
那么这一系列的这些教导。
Apply to those who love God.
只和那些真正爱神的人
有关。So I ask you, do you love God?
所以要问你，你真正的爱神吗？
Have you trusted your life to Jesus?
你真正把你的生命信托在耶稣身上吗？
Without Jesus, there is no assurance and no certainty of ultimate purpose.
没有耶稣基督，我们没有任何的确据，没有任何的目的。
On Ash Wednesday this year, the most controversial movie, The Passion, opened at the theaters.
在那个圣辉日的星期三，有那么一个受难的基督受难的电影。
Who would have anticipated 5 years ago that the subject of a major film would be Jesus Christ?
5年之前有谁能够预料得到有这么一部电影是有关耶稣基督受死的电影能够带来这么大的影响？
But I'm sure God foreknew it.
但是我们知道神事先知道。
And in this mega grossing film, people marched in to witness the graphic portrayal of the final hours of Jesus' life and death.
我们知道在这个很大的一部电影，有许多的人进去在那里看里头详详细细的受难的那个细节。
Leaving speechless and stunned. While most were moved to tears and nervous, others watched in peace and assurance.
有很多的人在那里因为受到这个感动而掉泪。但也有许多人非常的不安坐在里头。
When asked why, someone said, well, I know the ending.
要问到为什么你坐在那里那么有把握，因为他说我知道这个故事的结局。
He is risen.
因为他已经升天了。
When bad things happen, isn't it true that we yearn to know how the movie ends?
当坏的事情发生的时候，难道我们不希望知道那个故事的结局吗？
To be sure that the nightmare will turn out good.
我们希望那个结局是好的。
We are called according to His purpose.
我们按照他那个目的被造。
Kata prothesen in Greek.
那么这个希腊字。
This implies His elective, designed, eternal purpose.
这个希腊字代表着我们被拣选，我们是他那个建造的计划之一。我们是在那目的里头。
And because of God's eternal purpose, we can be sure that the ending is great.
因为神在永恒里的那个目的，让我们能够确据这个结局是好的。
A victorious, grace-filled ending.
这个结局是得胜的。
In Romans 8, God's actions are mainly past tense.
在罗马书第八章，我们看到神所做的事情都是过去式。
For new, predestined, called, justified, glorified.
他预先知道, 他预定, 他呼召, 他让我们成圣,他让我们, 让我们得荣耀, 这都是用过去式的动词。
It's a done deal.
是一个已经发生的事情。
Even glorified in God's perspective, yet to happen, but is already good as done.
即使那个在神里头得荣耀的事情是即将要发生的事情，也是那个已经发生的事情。
The finish line is secure. The final step is assured.
最后的那个终点的线是非常的确据，非常的清楚。
When something goes wrong, we struggle about doubting God's love and goodness.
当事情发生的时候，我们会对神的爱、神的目的有所怀疑。
How we lament, everything and everyone is against me.
我们在那里抱怨，我们认为好像每一件事情都是朝着我们，让我们没有什么好的结果。
And all along, God is working for us.
然后在那整个的过程里头，我们知道神在那里帮助我们。Verse
31, if God is for us, who can be against us?
第31节，那么神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
You know, in the Old Testament, Jacob had a crisis moment.
在旧约里头，我们看到雅各。
One of many he had. Genesis 42:36. At the thought of losing his beloved baby son, Benjamin, Jacob lamented to the Lord, You deprive me of my children. Everything is against me.
在创世纪第42章里头，我们看到雅各那个其中的一个危机，他。 向神抱怨，因为他失去了那个便雅悯的小儿子，又要失去这个约瑟这个儿子。那么他在向神抱怨，为什么每一件事情都是对我这么不利？
But all along, God was working to save Jacob's family from the famine.
但是我们看到，从头到尾，神就是在那里为雅各这一家人铺路。
Verse 32 here. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
第32节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？
God did not spare his son.
神没有让他自己的儿子被舍掉。
God withheld nothing from us.
他不会为我们而保留任何好处。
Have you ever felt that God is depriving you of your children?
你曾经想到神也许是要把你的儿子、把你的子女抢走吗？
God has been selecting, anointing, and purposing some of our youth to do incredible things in their life.
神在我们这些青少年当中，在选、拣选、在高油，在为他们预备。
It may not have been included in our parental vision, in our purpose, in our hopes and dreams.
神的那个计划也许不在我们自己做父母的那个计划中间的一部分。
But God continues to unfold His plan.
但是神不断地把他的计划向我们显现。
And I am amazed this year, I am so amazed that we have 5 former youth who will start seminary for the first year next year.
我很惊讶地发现在我们中间过去从青少年毕业出去的有5位青少年他们今年会下一年会开始第一年的神学院的教育。
These are 5 different lives, 5 different faith journeys.
这是5个完全不同的生命，5个不同信心上的一个历程，5个不同的神学生。
It's a sweeping movement of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到圣灵在中间所做的那个工作。
God has a wonderful plan that we could have never imagined.
神有那奇妙的计划，我们很难想象。
Christ's inseparable love will provide, guide, intercede, protect, and fulfill.
基督那个永不隔绝的爱，在那里不断的预备、引导，让我们也为我们代祷。
Verse 36 in Romans 8 is quoted from Psalm 44:22. For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
为了你的缘故，我们终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Now to understand Paul's mind behind this verse inclusion is important.
能够去了解保罗把这个诗篇经文引用到这里来里头的一个目的。
You see, Psalm 44 is a national lament that reflects a defeat in battle.
诗篇第十四篇是这个国家、这个国族在战场上失败之后的一个哀伤、一个哀痛。
God's people were feeling rejected, disgraced, and discouraged because they lost the battle.
神的子民在战场上失败，他们觉得他们受拒绝，他们被羞辱，他们受到非常大的阻塞。
I'm sure they felt that God left them.
他们想到也许神已经背弃他们了。
But despite their suffering, their hearts were right with God.
即使他们在受苦当中，他们的心仍旧是向着神。
They had a strong determination to be faithful.
他们仍旧非常的坚毅的在神的面前忠心。
Even when it appeared that God had abandoned them.
即使看起来好像神已经抛弃了他们。
And the psalmist ends with a prayer, redeem us because of your unfailing love.
这个诗篇在最后用一个祷告结束，求神靠着他的慈爱来拯救他们。
His unfailing love, his inseparable.
他那永不止息的爱，他那个不隔绝的爱。
There are several things in New England, that New England is famous for.
在新英格兰这个地方有几件事情非常有名。
Other than our rich colonial heritage, our beautiful fall foliage, our finest universities and championship sports teams, we are also known for our seafood.
除了那个在殖民地的这个传统上非常丰富的一些历史，那个秋天钓叶的那个美景，很多很好的大学，这里有这个职业的冠军队。那么除了这之外，我们这里最有名的是海鲜。
Now the North Atlantic codfish is a popular fish because it can be cooked in a variety of ways.
大西洋这个地方有一个很有名的鱼，就是叫鳕鱼，因为我们可以有不同的方式来煮它。
It comes out lean and flaky and firm and delicious.
它的肉没有肥油，非常的有韧性，而且吃起来非常好吃。
And people in faraway places would like to eat the cod.
大家从老远的地方来到这里，就是想要吃这个鳕鱼。
There's a big market for this fish far away.
在这个地方有一个很大的鳕鱼的市场。
But the shippers found it difficult to deliver the fish fresh.
但是这些卖鱼的人发现很难把这个鱼输送到其他的地方。
At first they tried to freeze it, but concluded that frozen cod lost too much flavor.
他们试过把这个鱼冷冻，但是冷冻之后的这个鱼发现失掉很多的鲜味。
Then they tried to ship it in tanks of seawater.
然后他们就试着用海水装在箱子里头，让他们在海水里头，在箱子里头，运到其他的地方。
But that was very expensive.
但是费用非常的高。
And it still lost flavor.
而且仍旧的把这个味道很鲜的味道。
And worse yet, it came out mushy.
因为它的鱼肉拿出来之后变得软趴趴的。
The fish in the tank could not swim too far, get exercise.
鱼在这个水箱里头不能够尽兴的游。
Then someone creatively tried an experiment.
所以有人试用了一个非常有创意的一个方法。
They placed the codfish in tanks of seawater with their natural enemy, the catfish.
他们把这个鳕鱼的一个天生的敌人，这个鲶鱼放在同样的一个水箱里头，跟鳕鱼在一起。
From the moment they put the catfish in with the codfish in the east coast, and when it got to the west coast, the catfish chased the codfish all around the tank.
从东海岸到西海岸，这个鲶鱼在这个水箱里头不断的去追逐这个鳕鱼。从东海岸到西海岸，鳕鱼不断的逃命。
So when the codfish got to the market, it was very fresh from swimming for its life.
所以那个鳕鱼到了西海岸市场的时候，人就非常的新鲜，非常的有味道。
The cod tastes better than ever.
那个鳕鱼尝起来甚至于更好尝。
I think the Lord has placed catfish in our lives.
也许神也在我们生命中放了一些鲶鱼。
to keep us from losing texture and flavor.
让我们不失去我们那个生命的香味。
To keep us from getting mushy in our faith and life.
不让我们在信心上头，在生命上头变得软趴趴。
Who is your catfish?
谁是你那一位鲶鱼？
Someone living at home?
是在你同一个家里的人吗？
At work?
是你工作里的同事吗？
Maybe at church?
也是教会里的某一位朋友吗？
In our government?
也许是政府里的某一位官员吗？
Someone in our community?
或者是在你周遭的邻居？
Perhaps they were placed in our tanks to keep us fresh.
也许他把那些鲶鱼放在我们的水箱里，让我们生命不断的更新。
Hardships and heartaches.
我们在苦难中间。
Difficult relationships.
我们在很困难的关系中间。
A little tension in the tank can have good results.
让这样子生命上的一个挑战能够带来好的结果。
My friends, it is inevitable that you will face difficult struggles in life.
我知道我们在生命上头遇见这些困境是不可避免的。
Because this life is hard.
因为在这里生活是不容易的。
The economy is bad and jobs are scarce.
经济不好。工作容易失去。
We get old and our bodies become flabby.
我们变老了，身上有很多的会晃动的肉。
We lose loved ones.
我们失去我们所爱的亲人。
We have way too many complications.
我们有太多很复杂的一些事情。
We get rejected.
我们被拒绝。
We lose heart.
我们失去了信心。
We get betrayed and grow bitter.
我们被背叛。我们心里非常的苦毒。
We have accidents.
我们有意外。
We get hurt, really hurt.
我们受伤，我们常常受到很深的伤害。
We get lonely, sometimes desperate.
我们非常的孤单，有的时候非常的迫不及待。
We get bad grades, we fail.
我们会失败。
We make bad choices and we sin.
我们会选择一些错误的决定。
We don't get credit for some right that we did.
我们所做的事情却没有得到我们应该得到的这个称赞。
We get blamed for some wrong we did not do.
我们没有做的事情却被人家指责是我们错。
But despite all that, glory, hallelujah!
但是即使都有这些很难的一些情况，但是我们把荣耀，我们我们把荣耀归给主。
God is good.
神是美好的。
We are in His purpose.
我们是在他旨意中间。
We have inseparable love.
我们有他那不隔离的爱。
His love never fails us.
他的爱是永不止息的。
It cannot be snatched away.
他的爱不能够把它抛弃掉。
Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
第37节，谁能够让我们与神的爱相隔绝呢？
Shall trouble or hardship?Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger of sword?
难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
借着这一切的经历，我们能够成为一个得胜者。
For I am convinced.
因为我心中非常的确定。
That neither death nor life.
死亡或者活存
，neither angels nor demons，
天使或者那个恶魔
，neither the present nor the future，
现在或者是那个未来
，nor any powers，
没有任何的一个强权
，neither height nor depth，
无论是很高的地方或者是很深的低处
，nor anything else in creation。
没有任何的事情
will be able to separate us
能够让神的爱与我们隔离
from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord
靠着耶稣基督的爱靠着在耶稣基督里头我们这样子祷告
Let's enter into prayer
我们一起祷告
Lord we praise you for your unfailing love
主我们赞美你那个永不止息的爱
For our very lives are in your hands.
因为我们的生命是在你的手上。
You have a wonderful plan.
你有一个奇妙的计划。
An inseparable love that can never go away.
你那个不叫我们隔绝的那个爱。
We praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah.
我们赞美你，荣耀归给你。
That even our sister Selena can join us this morning.
甚至于我们的姐妹 Selena 今天早上能够与我们一起来敬拜。
We praise you, God, for the 28 who will be baptized today.
我们为今天有28位要受洗的弟兄姐妹们来为他们感谢。
Lord, there are many stories in our midst.
在我们中间有着许许多多的见证。
Who come here hungry and desperate for your love.
他们来到这里，心中充满了饥渴，为了你的爱来到这里。
We need you, God. We can't do it alone.
我们知道我们不可能是自己来成就这些。
And we thank you that your promises are true.
但是我们相信你的应许都是好的。
That you are faithful.
你是信实的。
You will never leave us nor forsake us.
你不会离弃我们，你不会抛弃我们。
Praise you, God.
赞美你，主神。
From the bottom of our hearts.
从我们内心的深底来赞美你。
We offer our hope and our lives to you.
我们把我们的希望，我们的生命都献给你。
We pray in the powerful name of Jesus.
我们靠着主耶稣基督有能力的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.